Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
I asked you at the start of the programme to get in touch today with your tips, your advice on how to avoid being a stressful host on Christmas Day. If you're doing dinner for the first time, if you're looking for advice, we hope to have plenty of that for you here today on the programme. Caroline Laranilla has got in touch to say low standards are the key. Pretend it's Sunday lunch. People don't judge you on the quality of your gravy. And if they do, they shouldn't be there. This texter says preparation is key. All the veg should be prepared the day before, including the turkey. Yeah, that's usually my job, kind of peel the potatoes and, you know, get the Brussels sprouts ready and that sort of stuff. I'm not in charge of any of the main dishes. Valerie is with us on the line in Cork. Valerie, you were listening to our chat about this a little earlier. You got in touch because I believe you host not one but two Christmas dinners. Are you mad?
Yeah, that's why I texted him, because I do remember my first one. My mum went to America when I was about 23 to my sister, and I had to deal with at home for my brothers and myself, and I was absolutely petrified. She gave instructions. We forgot to put the turkey in. You know, we went to mass. We were home. It took forever. The gas had to be changed. Anyway, you know, dinner that's normally at 12. My dad is very particular at dinner at 12. Half four, we sat down to eat that first day. So, like, as the years have gone on, I have four kids myself. They're all young. They all believe in Santa. So it was just easier to have it in our house. And rather than moving, they come to us on the 1st of December, my daughter's birthday. So I have both families over. So we have 16 adults and about maybe 10 or 12 kids, whatever it is. And then on the Christmas Day, ourselves then, it's just ourselves, but anyone who wants to come over, it's fine. So there's six of us then, but we, like last year now, we had eight adults and maybe 10 kids or something like that. But again, it was just, I just had to text in terms of, it's just the preparation on the day before. And I love what that other texter said, is that not keep the standards low, but, you know, how would you say, don't go too fancy. Like, I make all the potatoes or I prep everything the day before. I have Christmas music. I make it happy. The place is happy. Everyone is happy. All the kids are all excited. We're happy, you know. That's the one thing I really wanted to, because we grew up now, my mum was always stressed. And Christmas Day prep was always stressful. So, no, it's light. It's light. Even down to the turkey. The turkey is in the bowl, is in water. It's prepped. All the veg is underneath it. And I have the timelines like that now.
Really?
I do sit down. I do know that, like, okay, the guys in the butchers, sometimes they put it into the turkey bags as well, you know. And if
that's the way to do it, isn't it? And a lot of people texting in about getting the boned and rolled chicken?
Oh, absolutely. Boned and rolled turkey. Boned and
or
rolled.
Turkey, yeah, I should say, not chicken.
Yeah, if someone is coming to your house, then it is your rules. We don't offer it, you know, because I know my dad likes the... Oh, what you call it, the wing, and my other brother.
Yeah, no, don't even bother asking.
They're coming to my house, no, boned and rolled, yeah. It's delicious. And you don't have to worry about the cooking then. And they tell you exactly what it needs, and then everything goes from that.
Brilliant.
You take it out in the morning in the fridge, leave it settle for the hour. And at that now, like I said, I have four Santa Clauses, yeah. So we're up like, you know, 7, 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you've an early house for sure, Valerie. There's no doubt about that. Listen, Dee is with us as well on the line in Kerry. Dee, do you what are your tips for avoiding the stress on Christmas Day? Can you hear us okay, Dee?
Dee in Wellington.
How are you?
I'm good, I'm great. Looking forward to it all.
Brilliant. How many do you normally have, Dee?
Just family, just ourselves. Yeah.
So how many is that?
Probably five.
Okay. It's a good, nice number.
And sometimes six, but yeah, it depends. But it's a vegan Wellington. So
a vegan Wellington, is that what you said?
Yeah.
So there's no turkey?
Oh, God, no. Jesus, not for probably 15 years now.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
And what are your tips then for, you know, the first timers out there that are hosting?
Yeah, actually, my daughter's doing it this year now for the first time. So, and that last lady is absolutely right. Prep is key, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, completely. Has to be done Christmas Eve, really.
Yeah, and like the obligatory gin and tonics on the morning then to lower all stress levels.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Vital.
And do you, or like, is everybody in your house vegan?
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
We're all eating vegan, of course. Absolutely. And anyone who comes, sure, the food is. I mean, it's excellent.
Yeah,
It'll be as tasty as your turkey now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
the rest of it. Yeah.
Jenny is on the line as well. Jenny, what is your Christmas going to look like?
Well, it's going to be absolutely easy because I have got Monica Geller's, you know, who Monica Geller wishes she was, hosting the party every year. That's
oh,
my
fantastic.
Younger sister Diane. And everything will go along with absolutely military precision. And all I have to do is waft in with a glass in my hand, looking pretty. And it's all done to the most ridiculously high standard.
Really?
I actually don't know when she sleeps or if she sleeps. It's ridiculous.
So she's just a good cook, is she?
Yeah, you know, like, have you ever seen Full Metal Jacket?
No.
You know, well, it's a scary Sergeant Major guy who yells at all the recruits. And he says, at 0900,
okay, yeah.
there will be a magic show.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Diane is like, be there at 1300 hours. At 1500 hours, we will have a cocktail. The food will be served at, you know, only more fun. You know?
Yeah.
And she has
I love that.
Organized. Oh, I love her. She's
yeah.
amazing. I don't know how life would be possible without her, really. I'm glad I'm older and I might die first.
Okay. Oh, so she's the younger of the two?
I know. It's such an anomaly because usually they're spoiled back and good for nothing.
So yeah, right. Okay. I'm sure all
the... We lovingly refer to her as the commander-in-chief of our family because she absolutely is. And
wow.
We just can't organise our lives without her. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Commander-in-chief is a great title to have in the family, for sure. And tell me, do you... So you always go to your sister. What's,
well,
what did you say your sister's name?
Diane.
Diane
Walsh.
So you go to Diane's on Christmas Day and it's you're given the time.
There's like a big Christmas Eve bash in Diane's house. It's been going on for donkeys. And there's, oh, so many people. There's us, partners, oh, a couple dozen kids, brothers from other mothers, sisters from other misters, fabulous food and everything. And then we all head home to have, we have Christmas dinner in our own houses. But for that, I married a good cook. I am his commis chef. I handle the pud. Done. My life is so easy. I feel quite ashamed.
Yeah, I'm sort of, I kind of slot into the same little bit like you, but like, because I think when I want to be involved in her do it, I'm probably the Diane in the kitchen. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like come over at a certain time and this is going to happen at this time and everything's...
Well, you wouldn't tolerate me because my idea of time, it's a very fluid, well,
oh, no.
ever-changing thing.
Oh no, Jenny.
You know? Yeah, no.
No, I'm all about the punctuality when it comes to
huge
home.
Huge cosmic joke.
Yeah.
Huge cosmic joke that we're even related. So there you go.
Does she enjoy doing it though?
She lives to organise. I'll give you a small example. We do Chris Kindle because there's 11 million of us, right? She does the draw in August, okay? You'll be taken out and shot if you give a voucher. And I know for a fact, because I've done my research, every single member of the family rings her just to check what they should guess. So she has like a virtual list in her mind of top 5 presents for everybody except herself. And by process of elimination, she knows that whoever didn't ring her that year is who got her. And that person is, I'm not going to say a bad word, but they're in trouble.
Right. Okay. You know? She really, like, now I know why you and the family call her the commander-in-chief.
Listen, Didi for president or Taoiseach or both.
Yeah, she'd handle both jobs by the sounds of it for sure.
Well, easily.
Jenny, hang on a second there, will you? Just stay with us. Who? Diane is on the line. Jenny, your sister Diane is with us here on the program.
Under the bus I go.
Are you really the commander in chief, Diane?
I felt my ears born in this.
Go on.
I'm not commander in chief. I'm the party planner.
Yeah,
that's the same thing.
Yeah, no. I listen. I'm with you. Like you're organised fun all the way. No problem.
Listen, if it wasn't organised, Jen wouldn't turn up, or she'd turn up a couple of days late.
Probably.
Do you enjoy doing it?
Sorry.
Do you know, I give out about it, but I secretly love it.
Yeah.
I love having everyone at my house.
Tell Andrea what you did with the gin in 2019.
Oh, Jen doesn't really drink much. And so she had, I said, go on, just have one. You'll have one, won't you? And she's like, go on then, I'll have one. And this big fishbowl gin drink she was drinking just didn't empty. She's like, what is going on with this drink? I've been drinking it for hours.
It's melted ice.
Oh, no, I just kept topping it up when she wasn't looking.
Yeah. Andrea, I miss midnight mass. Instant mortar right there. My husband had to put me to bed, which has never happened in all the years we've been together. And I was good for nothing the next day. I couldn't even eat my dinner. So, party queen.
Yeah, that's why Diane, you need to stay away from hosting the bar element of the party. But is it just everybody being there? Like, is that where the crack is?
Yeah, just like having everyone over, because our mum and dad have passed away. So it's kind of important to us to keep the family glued together.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't host it, we'll end up going to separate houses, and I'm like, no, I'm not here for that.
No, and if Jenny or some of the other siblings were to turn around and say, listen, you know what, Diane, you're doing this every year, we want to give you a break, you come to...
No, they would never do that. Not hope.
Wouldn't happen. Wouldn't happen.
The reason they come we wouldn't and they bring things, you know.
Do they? Oh, that's a good idea.
The reason we wouldn't do that is Diane would not like one of the parties that we would throw.
Yeah.
I put doilies on nothing. I don't cut, you know, fancy shapes out of marshmallows.
Yeah.
There's no gold sprinkles on anything in my house.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's funny. It's funny, one of the things that the people say, like, it's, and maybe Diane, you might have advice for that on people that are hosting for large groups. Do you get people to bring, you know, do you tell them you bring a something, or do you do it all?
Well, mostly I do most of it myself. Like, but people say, oh, what can I do? And instead of going, oh, nothing, it's fine, I'll do it on myself, say, you bring... I don't know, you bring an eating mess, you bring biscuits, you bring sweets, you know, just...
Yeah, a little something. No, I think that's a great idea, you know, get people to bring some contribution to the dinner, that it's not all left down to the one person. Tara O'Connor, listen, Diane, I am delighted you rang in today. That has made my day fantastic that you heard your name been called out and, yeah, titled Commander-in-Chief. Just brilliant. 1800-453-106 is the number if you want to join us here. Tara O'Connor from The Designed Table is also on the line. Tara, you, I suppose, some advice for people who want to now really seriously impress on December 25th?
Well, no, good afternoon, Andrea. No, it's not so much impressing. I always think it's about just being organised and, you know, being, I always say, like, a calm hostess will reflect on the tone of your party or your get-together, because if you're up to 90, your guests won't enjoy it. And I think it's really important the hostess spends time talking to guests. So, like, preparation is key for me. Set the table a day or a few days before. You can even set it now. Just turn your glasses upside down to keep the dust out of them. Write lists. Like, sit down today, write your list, open your cupboard, see what you have. Pull out the good china, pull out the good crystal. You know, and don't be afraid to be creative and fun. You know, it's your house. You're welcoming guests in. And on the day, it's all about timing. For me, so what goes in the oven when, do as much as you can in advance. Cold starter, always key, so you're not faffing with two hot courses.
Yeah,
three hot courses.
Cold starter, yeah. Funny, we were talking about that yesterday, keeping the cost down. A lot of people were saying, go back to basics, go back to the melon.
Oh, yeah, melon and parma ham is great. Yeah, and then you have melon for the vegetarians. So, and actually, that's one thing. Know all dietary requirements in advance, because there's so many more vegans and vegetarians out there. And I was talking to someone yesterday who was a vegan, celiac stuffing. Go out and buy it. Like, all good delis in local food stores will have something for every taste. My father-in-law's a vegetarian. I do like to cook him something, but if I can buy a nut loaf, I will.
Yeah, no, and you're right, you know, because you can't, I mean, like, it's very difficult, one person doing everything, and then you're trying to maybe, you know, facilitate two or three or four different menus, basically, on the day. Like, I think if that's the case, as you say, know in advance, and maybe get people then to bring something, bring the nut loaf or the vegan Wellington, as Dee mentioned a little bit earlier. Tara, listen, thanks a million for joining us today on the programme. Tara O'Connor there on The Designed Table. This texter says, plenty of Christmas dinners. We had 11 adults and 12 kids over for Christmas dinner. Another texter has got in touch to say, we have a large family gathering for Christmas dinner. When my mum passed away, for the following 14 years when dad was alive, we all went to the home place and the men did all the cooking, even though it was our dad. There were four females. We do enough during the year, so the men are all great cooks. Each took over the starter, the main and the desserts. The ladies just did the drinks. Happy days all, and a happy out. Happy Christmas, says this texter as well.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.